Tailgate Nation, I've got a question for you. Do you like Major League Baseball? Do you like watching Major League Baseball? Of course you do. I know I do. I catch every Astros game I can. That's just me. I love the Astros. Well, then you need T-Mobile because they're giving away a free year of MLB.TV Premium. That's $112.99 worth of value, absolutely free, and only for T-Mobile customers. And oh yeah, here's the best part. With T-Mobile One, unlimited data means unlimited baseball. Unlimited data? Are you kidding me? That means you can keep up with your favorite team from almost anywhere. Every pitch, every big moment, every walk-off home run, all without worrying about blowing up your phone bill. Stream, post, and share all things MLB. Sound good? Well, here's how you get it. First, get T-Mobile, obviously. Second, download the T-Mobile Tuesdays app from the App Store. Third, and this is important, on April 4th, that's coming right around the corner, get your free year of MLB.TV Premium in the T-Mobile Tuesdays app. That's it. Now just relax and enjoy any out-of-market games. I also enjoy the Yankees up there in New York. Can't always get them down here in Texas. Plus, unlimited stats, highlights, and more from almost anywhere. Remember, on April 4th, get your free year of MLB TV Premium through the T-Mobile Tuesdays app or go to T-Mobile.com/MLB. That's T-Mobile.com/MLB. And tell them the Grill Sergeant sent you.
Coast to coast and border to border. It's Tailgate Radio.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. The Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Thank you for downloading episode number 131 of our virtual tailgate party as we blast the show to all 50 states, all provinces in Canada, and over 50 countries across this big blue marble we call Earth. We've got a great show for you this week. We've got the culinary bad boy, Chris Nerschel, is checking in with us, and he's going to let us know all the things that he's got going on in the world of being a culinary bad boy. What does that mean, a culinary bad boy? Does that just mean that he scrimps on his recipes, or does that mean he's like, he slaps around his meat? And I don't know. We're going to find out, though. We're excited to have him on the show this week, and he'll be joining us after the first break. Want to remind everybody they can check out Tailgate Radio at Stitcher, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, of course at iTunes, and we would certainly appreciate your reviewing and giving us a 5-star rating, and over at iHeartRadio. We love the folks at iHeartRadio, and you can download that app, and we're right there with all the big radio stations across the country, and we're excited to be a part of the iHeartRadio family. Also want to let you know that if you want to catch us on any social media, the best place to do it's on Twitter. We've got a really active Twitter following and engaged listenership, if that's a word, and we certainly appreciate everybody's feedback every week when we put out poll questions, send out recipes, or just comment on the daily activities going on around the world of sports and food. And it is a pleasure to be bringing you this show. We're almost, we're in our third year, middle of our third year. Gosh, we're going to be approaching going into our fourth year in just a few weeks. Well, maybe more than a few weeks, but around the summertime, we'll be in our fourth year of doing this in the form of a podcast. As a lot of you may know, we started this show on terrestrial radio, and we moved to Sirius XM satellite radio, and found our stride as a podcast. So we've been doing this show now as a podcast for over 2 years, and I'm getting all confused with my timelines here, but exciting things going on, and we certainly do appreciate your participation in our little show here. We really do appreciate it, and it's always interesting to hear and see some of the comments that we get from you. Some are great. Most are great. 90% of them are great. And then there's 10% of them that bring the hate. I love it. But like I said, 90%, probably more like 99% is positive stuff. But, we get the occasional critic, and we just always ask for their podcast address so that we can help promote their show. And no one's ever yet taken us up on that, but nonetheless, we have a lot going on. The Final Four is getting ready to take place, and I find it very interesting that you got North Carolina, South Carolina, and then you've got Oregon and Gonzaga, which is based in Washington. So you've got the Pacific Northwest versus the Carolinas. Interesting dynamic. I don't think anybody, I shouldn't say anybody, I don't know that anyone that I know of or anyone that I'm aware had any of the three teams in the Final Four other, of course, Gonzaga, they were a number one, and I'm sure a lot of folks had them going all the way in their bracket. But the other three are you know, pretty surprising, and it's going to be great to – I always think that college basketball and the tournament, and not just that tournament. I like the NIT. I've watched the CIT some this year because my alma mater was in there, and that's an interesting tournament. But the big one, the NCAA, both men's and women's, is compelling. It's great theater, it's great entertainment, and it's great athleticism and competition. And always fun to see the surprises show up. Always fun to follow that Cinderella until the slipper falls off. But we've got an interesting matchup coming up this weekend, culminating in the championship game on Monday. And I am picking. I'm going to go with the Gonzaga Zags. I think it's amazing that a school that small has demonstrated just the ability to play quality ball for so many years. And I think it's their year. I really do. So that's not much of a stretch since they were a number one seed. And I don't think any of the other teams, well, I know none of the other teams are number ones. But we'll see what happens. It'll be a contrast, and you could either have the two most compelling matchups to me are North Carolina versus South Carolina in the championship game, and of course Oregon and Gonzaga. I think I don't know what that would do with the ratings. Probably not much if those were the final choices, but nonetheless, it is what it is, and college basketball will continue to be one of the greatest spectacles in sports. March Madness is always a lot of fun. And so congratulations to those teams, their coaches, their staffs, and the universities. And take pride in the accomplishments of your team this year and enjoy it. And don't know that I'm going to be watching this year. I've got some prior commitments, and I'm going to be traveling that day, but I will catch it on the rerun, on the flippity-flop, on the TiVo or the DVD whatever, or DVR, and hopefully I can go without seeing any spoiler scores, but I'm not. I've got a good friend that often traveled on Sundays, and he was a Houston Texans fan. Yeah, I know why, but I'm kidding. But he would text all of his friends, don't make any comments about the game. Don't tell me the score. I won't be home till 10 o'clock tonight, and I want to watch the game uninterrupted and don't want to know what the outcome is. And I just always shook my head. It's like, really? That's, you know, you're asking a lot because the world moves on with or without your ability to watch the game live. But we tried to honor and respect his wishes as best we could. And sometimes we would just throw out texts like, man, that was an unbelievable play. Or, gosh, did you see that? Or just something. It was always vague. It was always just enough to piss him off. And so we accomplished our missions without spoiling the games for him. But I rarely watched a Texans game anyway, so it wasn't a big challenge for me. When we come back from the break, we're going to have the culinary bad boy, Chris Nerschel, stopping in to Tailgate Radio to impart some words of wisdom and let us know all about his brand, his endeavor, and how he contributes to the world of tailgating. And we'll do all that right after this.
This is Morgan Freeman. Not really Morgan Freeman. And you're listening to Tailgate Radio.
Okay, so 5 tacos of cheese and a large soda, that's $10,012. Please drive around.
$10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Tailgate Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's Adam Richman from the Travel Channel, and you are feasting your ears on Tailgate Radio with the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Remember, chew carefully and eat mightily.
All right, I want to bring in my guest this week. He was classically trained at the French Culinary Institute. He's been on TV, on the Food Network, on several shows, including the next Food Network Star Season 7, Chopped All Stars. He's had a show on MTV called The House of Food. He's the culinary bad boy. Let's welcome in to the Tailgate Nation, Chris Nerschel.
Thanks a lot, man. Thanks for having me.
First of all, I want to ask you, how crazy is it that in the world of television that you have become this superstar? I would think as a chef, that's got to be mind-blowing. When you went into culinary school, was any of this on your radar?
Not really. I mean, so my quick story in a bubble is I went to college for marketing and public relations. I did it. I worked the suit. And then I've always, my whole life, cooked. Food has been my biggest passion, but I never thought there was money in it. I did not go into it because of television, but what had happened is about 7-8 years ago, I went to the French Culinary Institute, said, screw it, dropped my job, said, you know what, I'm going balls to the wall. Went to the French Culinary Institute in New York, and from there, became a sous chef at a restaurant, was doing great, and an ex-chef, you know what, there's a show, Food Network star. Great. I was like, whatever, you know, like, all right, so I'll go to an interview. I went, and I sat for about 7 hours. I started a tab at the bar. I was probably the only one that did that, and I had a great experience. I talked for about 20 seconds, and they luckily called me back. It was out of about 10,000 people, Season 7 Food Network Star, and I got it out of 15. So it was just a crazy month living in the house. I was 10 years younger than the youngest person in the house, and that's where my television career began. Yeah, man, it's amazing. It's great. I'm lucky, and I'm passionate, and I'm gonna make the rest happen.
How hard is it to balance the television stuff with the actual work in the kitchen? I mean, that to me seems like that is a difficult chore.
Yeah, it's a really difficult thing because, you know, I'm recently married also. So
congratulations.
My wife, it's a lot, man. So my wife actually went to LA with me and filmed for Hot Food, you know, on MTV. I had an apartment in West Hollywood. She came and was actually working New York hours, so 7 a.m., and I was filming like three, four days a week. So I was lucky to do these things sort of around different jobs and consulting things because I got in these monstrous jobs. So I was running World Yacht and North River Lobster Company, which does about, we do about 1,500 to 1,800 people a day in the summer on one boat. So we're talking about $3.6 million in 5 months. You know, so I'm driving around with a golf cart, going nuts, you know, cooking sauce and ordering thousands of lobsters, and it's just completely amazing. And I've done Celsius Grand Park with 1,500 covers a day, a bunch of kitchen, completely bonkers. I mean, the experiences I've had have been completely amazing. And then so I get these insane catering jobs, executive chef jobs, and I'll also consult for restaurants. I have a place I'm making like 10 wing sauces, like peanut butter and jelly, like butterscotch bourbon, like just complete craziness. So it's hard. It's a crazy ambiance, and I don't mind it because I always want to be just on my grind. So whatever ass off. So currently, I mean, I'm about to be on QVC, HSN, and I am going to be building a TV show very, very, very soon. But I'm also building one of the biggest food apps that is ever going to come out, period. So it's crazy, completely insane.
But you probably wouldn't want to have it any other way. I'm here with culinary bad boy Chris Nerschel, and I want to talk about your nickname or your brand, because being a smart marketing guy, you told us you went to college for marketing, and you know, I think it's imperative that you know, to take your brand to the next level, that you come up with something that's good. How did you actually come up with the culinary bad boy brand? Or if I'm not mistaken, didn't they call you that on the on season 7 of the Next Food Network Star?
Yeah. So what happened is, always thinking about, you know, business and such and stuff, labeled me the culinary bad boy, put it on my bio, put it on the Food Network with these millions of viewers, and then I copyrighted it and I ran with it. And basically, I'm the culinary bad boy with the hardest, and I'm always doing philanthropic endeavors. I'm doing, you know, things that are actually great, but, you know, I'm a badass. You know, I work hard, I play hard, and I care a lot about everything I do.
Let's take a left turn here. Let's talk about tailgating, because we love the tailgate culture. We love the parking lot. I've spent a lot of time in New Jersey at both Jets and Giants games. I've had a great time up there. How much opportunity do you have to get involved in that, and do you enjoy that?
Well, the best part about being a badass chef is when you have friends, and myself, I'm a huge football fan. So unfortunately, you might not like this, but I'm a Patriots fan. but it's okay if they're burning a Brady jersey. Most of my friends are just Giants fans, and I will always, for tickets, rock out a sick tailgate, from barbecue to brats, to you know, just really creative stuff and having a ton of fun. I mean, I'll do poppers on the grill. I'll stuff them with tater tots, double wrap them with bacon, and you know, there's nothing you can't do at a tailgate, and it is just man magic. And women are definitely invited, but it's just, you know, a ton of fun, and there's nothing better than football, beer, tailgating food, and the tailgate experience.
Do you find that you pick some things up? I know, being classically trained, I know I've spent, you know, probably months, if you tied it all together, in the parking lot, and some of the best food that I have ever consumed in my life is made out in the parking lot. And do you pick up anything like that, or how willing are you to share what you're doing with other guys out in the parking lot?
Listen, all that classically trained means, in my opinion, it's like, you know, you're really good at, you know, all your, like, your father was an electrician, right? This might not be the best analogy, but then you go to school and you actually learn the science behind everything. It just makes you an expert. So I've always liked to cook. My uncle's Argentinian, my dad's Italian, my mom's Polish. So I'm just extremely passionate into food, because my parents were the best cooks. So I have gone balls to the wall, which makes it cool, because I've always loved munchies, I've always loved grill food, I've always loved tailgate food, fun, just American dream food that's not, it doesn't have to be the glam. You don't have to go to John George or per se. You can have an amazing meal, great character, and some great people around you at a tailgate. And you can do amazing food, low and slow, you know, some sick ribs, and you can have a smoker out there, you can have your grills, and just that whole experience in food, I mean, doing just phenomenal things.
The culinary bad boy, Chris Nerschel, right here on Tailgate Radio. Thank you so much for coming in. And we look forward to catching up with you down the road.
Sounds good, man. Can't wait to take you to the road, and let's get our barbecue on.
I want to thank the culinary bad boy, Chris Nerschel, for coming in this week, and want to remind you that you can catch the show every single week, including our archives, over at iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, and over at our website at Tailgate Radio. And for everybody here at Tailgate Radio and Game Day Media, As I have been saying for many, many years, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Adios, amigos. Catch you on down the road. Tailgate Nation, I've got a question for you. Do you like Major League Baseball? Do you like watching Major League Baseball? Of course you do. I know I do. I catch every Astros game I can. That's just me. I love the Astros. Well, then you need T-Mobile because they're giving away a free year of MLB.TV Premium. That's $112.99 worth of value, absolutely free, and only for T-Mobile customers. And oh yeah, here's the best part. With T-Mobile One, unlimited data means unlimited baseball. Unlimited data? Are you kidding me? That means you can keep up with your favorite team from almost anywhere. Every pitch, every big moment, every walk-off home run, all without worrying about blowing up your phone bill. Stream, post, and share all things MLB. Sound good? Well, here's how you get it. First, get T-Mobile, obviously. Second, download the T-Mobile Tuesdays app from the App Store. Third, and this is important, on April 4th, that's coming right around the corner, get your free year of MLB.TV Premium in the T-Mobile Tuesdays app. That's it. Now just relax and enjoy any out-of-market games. I also enjoy the Yankees up there in New York. Can't always get them down here in Texas. Plus, unlimited stats, highlights, and more from almost anywhere. Remember, on April 4th, get your free year of MLB TV Premium through the T-Mobile Tuesdays app or go to T-Mobile.com/MLB. That's T-Mobile.com/MLB. And tell them the Grill Sergeant sent you.
Carnage Nation, it's MAD USA, made in the USA, your trailblazing, controversial creating, trend-setting, gender-defending, championship-winning, Hall of Famer, me, Medusa, you know, the chick, the educated walking vagina. Just had to throw that in there. That's some funny shit, right?